Now, we're about to embark on a weight loss journey together.
I think we both need to lose a little bit of weight.
Speak for yourself.
No, you said you said it yourself, you need to lose some
I'm
weight.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that. You can't say that for me.
Okay.
That's like me saying, oh, yeah, you do need to lose a bit of weight.
Well, you do anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. I'm not allowed to do it, Pat.
No.
Okay.
Wow. 1-3-3-5-3. We're talking about weighing yourself. Like, we saw on the TV shows, Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
They usually do, like, a weigh-in at the end of the week. Do people weigh themselves once a week, or is it, like, a daily thing?
Okay. Terry's in Bakers Creek. G'day, Terry.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good. How often do you weigh yourself, brother?
I used to do it once a week until 1 week I got on and the scales actually said to me, one at a time, please, so I threw anyway.
So how often now?
Probably once a year.
Right.
See, I'm the same. I don't feel like the scales do you any justice. I feel like it probably causes more damage, to be honest.
Bloody depressing, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Even if you do like a lot of hard work to try and get rid of that weight, it doesn't reflect on the scale.
I wish there was a magic pill. That's what we need, a magic pill.
Mm.
Christelle is in Moranee. Christelle, how often do you weigh yourself?
Good morning.
Really? Does that work?
No, it's depressing, but I still do it. I'm addicted.
Hang on, it's depressing, but why are you addicted to weighing yourself?
Because I want to lose 5 kilograms. I'm not losing 5 kilograms.
Okay, so explain this to me. When you eat something, does the weight of that food go to the weight of your body? Or, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you eat a kilo of oranges, do you automatically
Who's eating a kilo of oranges?
Do you weigh a kilo extra?
No.
How does that work then? I wonder.
No, it takes a couple of days for the food to show up in your system. On your weight?
Really?
when I was a Weight Watchers years ago, the lady said to me, you only lose or show a week later.
Well, that's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah,
that's that. Okay, so if I eat pizza on a Sunday, it'll show up on Friday, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, if we do something, would you like to be involved?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, all right.
Good.
We'll keep you in mind. Thank you. Veronica's called. Veronica, morning to you. How often do you weigh yourself?
Probably every couple of weeks.
Okay.
Well, is that like a standard thing for you, or did you do it like once a day at some stage, or what?
I did do it once upon a time after I had my twins, and then I was pretty concerned about my weight, and then I thought, nice stuff, but let it go.
did you find that, like, when you were weighing yourself, it was making you feel worse because it wasn't, yeah. See, that's the thing.
Yep.
I think the scales can do worse than what they're supposed to be doing good.
Yeah. Hey, Veronica, did you weigh yourself just before you gave birth and then straight after and think, oh, that's great, not so much weight, or because of the kids, or what?
Yeah.
We haven't got that excuse, though.
Want a bet?
I mean, you look like you're carrying twins, but you don't. Thank you, Veronica, for the call. We'll let you know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, when we're going to start taking people on for our weight loss challenge. So
yeah, this was not unplanned.
Yeah,
it was just 100%. That, you know, some people decided to say, hey, you put on a bit of pudge last week. Thank you, by the way.
Well, they weren't lying.
Well, no.
I just think it was the way that was delivered, that's all. I mean, the digital billboard that says, Jay, you're getting fat, is probably a little bit over the top. But anyway, 10 degrees in South Mackay, Jay and Dave.